It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2393. What is an anabolic window? By Kirsten Nunez with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of just a few podcasts in the world where blogs are read to you. And on this show, you get the added bonus of hearing my commentary at the end. Oh, and another bonus, on Fridays, I answer your questions. Now, we also, again, have a bunch of other shows in our network. To check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. All right, and with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. What is an anabolic window? By Kirsten Nunez with Healthline.com. If you're trying to build muscle, strength training is the best way to do it. Strength training damages the muscles, which causes them to repair and grow. The result is bigger, stronger muscles. However, optimal muscle growth goes beyond your actual workout. It also relies on post-workout nutrition. Your muscles need enough protein and carbohydrates to effectively recover. Many claim you should eat a post-workout meal during the anabolic window. This term refers to the short time after training when your muscles are repairing and recovering. It's also called the metabolic window or protein window. Allegedly, the anabolic window lasts 30 minutes. If you want maximum results, you should consume protein and carbs within this time frame. Eating a meal after these 30 minutes is supposedly less helpful. Many people use this concept to practice precise nutrient timing. As it turns out, there's little scientific evidence to back the strategy. Listen on to learn about the anabolic window theory and why it doesn't exist. Anabolic state theory. The anabolic window theory is based on your body's anabolic response. Anabolism is when small molecules grow into bigger, complex molecules. These molecules form into new cells and tissues, including muscle. It's the opposite of catabolism, or when larger molecules break down. After strength training, your body is in an anabolic state. This involves a range of cellular processes that facilitate muscle repair and growth. These processes are fueled by protein and carbs. According to the anabolic state theory, this anabolic response is a limited time frame of only 30 minutes. It also claims that immediately eating protein and carbs is critical for increasing protein synthesis, reducing muscle protein breakdown, and replenishing muscle glycogen. There's some merit to these claims. According to a 2018 study, muscle protein breakdown increases in response to strength training. Muscle protein synthesis also increases, but to a greater extent. The balance between muscle protein breakdown and muscle protein synthesis determines muscle growth. This balance is called net muscle protein balance. Post-workout nutrition can affect these processes. Protein intake limits muscle protein breakdown and supports muscle protein synthesis. Carb intake also inhibits muscle protein breakdown and aids glycogen resynthesis. And glycogen provides energy for your muscles. After exercising, it might seem logical to immediately eat protein and carbs to suppress muscle protein breakdown, but it's also assumed that this will increase muscle mass by increasing net muscle protein balance. That's where the theory oversimplifies the science. Changes in muscle size depend on myofibrillar proteins. To increase muscle mass, the suppression of muscle protein breakdown would need to solely target these proteins. However, muscle protein breakdown affects many types of proteins. This includes muscle proteins that rapidly turn over or have been damaged. Degrading these proteins may be essential to remodel muscle. This suggests that trying to limit muscle protein breakdown through post-workout nutrition might actually hinder proper recovery. Plus, aside from nutrition, there are many factors that affect recovery and growth, including age, hormones, and training routine. There also isn't hard evidence that says the anabolic window is only 30 minutes long. It's not clear where the suggested time frame came from. What the science says. The concept of a narrow anabolic window is a widespread belief. Research shows that it's not as short or as simple as it seems. A small 2017 study found that pre- and post-workout protein intake both produce similar muscle adaptations. This suggests that pre-workout protein could suffice, and immediate post-workout intake may not be much better. It also proposes that the window of opportunity for protein is quite wide. An older study performed in 2007 had comparable results. Participants consumed whey protein just before exercise or 1 hour after. Both groups experienced similar changes in muscle protein synthesis. Also, a 2013 meta-analysis of 43 studies didn't find a strong link between immediate protein intake and muscle growth or strength. The role of immediate protein intake on muscle protein breakdown may also be exaggerated. While it's true that muscle breakdown increases after training, a 2009 article says this effect is brief. A 2010 study examined the post-workout anabolic response that happens after protein intake. Researchers found that the response is mainly due to protein synthesis rather than protein breakdown. This proposes that immediately eating to reduce muscle breakdown may not be necessary. The exception is if you worked out while fasting. According to a study performed in 2003, fasted exercise significantly increases post-training muscle breakdown. So, if you don't eat before training, it is important to eat right after. Finally, another study found that delaying post-workout carb intake by 2 hours didn't affect muscle glycogen resynthesis. The levels of glycogen remained the same 8 hours and 24 hours later, suggesting later carb intake may still be beneficial. Is an anabolic workout good for your health or dangerous? The concept of an anabolic window doesn't have much scientific proof. So, training to take advantage of this window may not be essential. It's neither good nor bad for your health. There's also no harm in consuming protein and carbs immediately after training. If it suits your lifestyle, then feel free to stick with it. What is good for your health is incorporating exercise and a balanced diet. How to try anabolic exercise. If you'd like to try anabolic exercise, here's what you should do. Strength train. Strength training or resistance training promotes anabolism and muscle growth. You can achieve this by lifting weights or doing bodyweight exercises. Also, consume enough carbs and protein. It's generally recommended to eat carbs and protein at a 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 ratio. And eat within 30 minutes after a workout. The purported anabolic window lasts 30 minutes after your workout. You can save time by preparing your meal before exercising. With all exercise routines, be sure to stay hydrated. Drinking water before, during, and after exercise is important, whether you're trying anabolic exercise or not. Takeaway. Again, according to some research, the 30-minute anabolic window doesn't exist, meaning that a later post-workout meal won't significantly hinder muscle growth. This suggests that eating protein and carbs immediately after exercise isn't critical for maximum gains. Eat your post-workout meal when it works for you. It could be right after training or later on. The exception is if you train in a fasted state, which means you should have a post-workout meal soon after. You just listened to the post titled, "What is an Anabolic Window?" by Kirsten Nunez with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Kirsten, is correct in that more and more research is finding that overall diet quality may be more important than making sure we eat something immediately after a workout. And as I've mentioned before, when it comes to working out in a fasted state, I really don't recommend that for everybody. For example, adolescents, older adults, those with diabetes, those that are pregnant. These are just a few examples of those that may not want to fast before working out. For me, I really don't like working out soon after eating. But after lots of trial and error, I found that fasting doesn't work for me either. So I've found that eating something small and easily digestible an hour or so before my workout works perfectly. So it could be some crackers, dry toast, half a banana, something like that. That seems to be the sweet spot for me. Oh, and of course, plenty of water. So experiment and see what works for you. But as long as you're following a overall balanced diet most days, you're probably going to grow muscle just fine. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.